This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Quite a busy Wednesday, everybody. We'll have the latest on Mayor Adams waiting to get word from a judge on whether he's scot-free from his bribery charges or not. But first, President Trump and congestion pricing. He has said during his campaign that he didn't like it and that he would probably use his Department of Transportation to kick it to the curb, no pun. Well, we're hearing today the federal government has indeed pulled the plug on congestion pricing in New York. Details yet to be worked out, but everything we're seeing and hearing suggests the funding plan designed to help the MTA upgrade the system, the infrastructure, and basically keep the lights on will be jettisoned. It's a decision that will likely face legal challenges, seeing that the DOT had already approved the tolling initiative and now taking it back. And you guessed it, the MTA has already struck back, with Chairman Jan Oliver saying, "Oh, no, we're not going back," already filing court papers. 1010 Wins reporter Marla Diamond in the leadoff spot this afternoon, joining us live. Marla?
And Larry, this news broke a little bit after noon, and reaction was swift. Republican Congressman Nicole Malliotakis, who represents Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, has been an outspoken critic of congestion pricing, and she praised the administration.
They can try to go to court, but the president is within his right to do this. And Joe Biden rubber stamped this without a full and thorough environmental impact statement as required by federal law.
Mass Transit advocate Sarah Lynn said that the MTA showed that the program is working to reduce traffic and reduce commutes. She said that this is just another way for the Trump administration to sow confusion.
I think this is classic Trump. You know, he's sowing confusion and chaos, and he has no real guiding ideology.
The letter from DOT Administrator Sean Duffy did not give a time frame for the ending of the congestion pricing program, so drivers should be prepared to pay the toll to enter Midtown south of 60th Street. And while all these lawsuits are likely to also tie up the removal of the program in court. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, reporting live.
And so far, thank you, Marla, we haven't heard anything from Governor Hochul, who abruptly pulled the plug on congestion pricing herself last summer and then reinstalled it under new pricing after the November elections. That's where the $9 thing came in. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out now and what'll it mean for strap hangers. Also, as we go on the air, lawyers for the Justice Department and Mayor Adams facing a judge who, from what we're seeing, a judge who isn't so sure that he's going to rubber stamp a request to drop corruption charges against Adams. It's been a big to-do because a lot of career prosecutors have quit here in New York and in Washington, saying they don't want any part in a legacy to include dropping a case for alleged political reasons, and on a corruption case at that, which many of them deem was a slam dunk. Here's Juliet Papa with a wait.
Judge Dale Ho wants to hear from the Justice Department to understand its rationale for dismissing the criminal charges against Eric Adams. The mayor will attend the proceeding. His lawyers will argue there was no agreement to help the Trump administration in exchange for tossing the charges. The mayor did sign a document agreeing to terms, which in effect suspends the indictment and would allow federal prosecutors to charge him at another time. A good government group and former prosecutor wrote to the judge asking that a special prosecutor look at the case to preserve the integrity of the grand jury, the law, and the public interest. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news on this busy Wednesday, more than 100 of the city's bravest got called out on a big fire this morning at a church in Brooklyn. It was the Pentecostal church at Arca Christiana. That's right there on Halsey Street between Central and Wilson in Bushwick. Managed to get everybody out of the church without injury. The FDNY says at one point, though, they had 25 units tackling that thing, about 160 fire and EMS personnel. They were telling area residents to close their windows and vents because of the smoke. No word on what started it. An interesting story out of Brooklyn also, where an off-duty EMT died yesterday after first responders allegedly marked his 911 call unfounded, despite never making contact with him. Apparently, if you call 911 and they show up at your house and you don't answer the door, they're not authorized to break down the door. But if you're hurt and can't get to the door, what are you going to do? Oh, there's a lot of talk about that today.
The FDNY says one of their own, an EMS lieutenant, passed away during a medical emergency at his home as he was off duty. Monday afternoon, this lieutenant called 911 from his home on East 73rd Street, saying he was having trouble breathing. When first responders got there, they marked the call as unfounded and left. Hours later, his family found him inside and says he has passed away. They say an investigation is underway, and we could soon see changes to FDNY protocols in the future. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A couple of cities on Long Island going after the FAA now in court, saying they're sick and tired of what they call, quote, the radical increase in flying, low-flying, high-volume and pollution-spewing aircraft.
I could shake hands with the pilot.
That's how low the planes are over this resident's house in Floral Park, and she says they do not stop.
And they come, I've timed it because it's been so many years, roughly every 30 to 90 seconds. I could fly the plane.
The town of Hempstead and the town of North Hempstead supervisors filed a lawsuit against the FAA to change the flight paths of the planes and for an environmental review. Elaine Miller of Malvern has been tracking the increase in flights and complaining for years.
It is unbelievably loud.
The FAA does not comment on litigation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Floral Park, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.